Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with Ken Lovett, former Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, now Senior Vice President of Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with this week, the idea of one house budgets in New York.
Yeah, this is a big week if you're a fan of the budget process. This is when the legislature, each house, puts in their own version of what they'd like to see in the budget. The budget, was proposed by the governor back in January. This is the legislative response. Now that it is a Democrat-controlled legislature, from what we're hearing, both proposals are going to be virtually identical. Some differences, but virtually identical. But it'll show you where the key fighting grounds are, so to speak, when it comes to the budget negotiations as they start to heat up. They have to have a budget in place by the end of the month.
New York candidates, let's start with former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who dropped out of the race for president in 2020. This is not something new to Mr. Bloomberg.
No, Bloomberg decided, looked around and said there's no way he can really win given his past stances on things and his actions as mayor. So he'd rather work behind the scenes or at least publicly and help fund candidates he thinks can win. But it's not a good time for New York candidates. It's looking increasingly more like President Trump will be the only New York candidate ultimately on the ballot, because not only did Bloomberg drop out, but Mayor Bill de Blasio has been running around early primary states but doesn't seem to be gaining any traction. Kirsten Gillibrand, who announced she's exploring a run, has been running around, but she's virtually a blip on the polls. In the polls. So it's not looking good for New York candidates. And certainly, Governor Cuomo's name is still out there, although a lot of people don't expect he'll run. But he has said on Alan Chartok's show that, he's supporting former Vice President Joe Biden. And if Biden doesn't run, then call me.
Now, what about the governor and the legislature? One of the sticking points, and I know there are a few here, but the issue of legalization of recreational use of marijuana and sort of a fight over whether it should be included in the budget or done afterward.
Right. The legislature has said previously that they would consider it for the budget, but they don't think there was enough time to get it done by the end of March, given where the governor's proposal was. They are going to include some version of it in their one house bills that differs from the governor's. So that's going to be an issue that's on the table. You're going to see a lot of issues like that. Certainly, the governor wants to get it done in the budget. That's where he has the most leverage, the most power. And he has tied the revenue that comes in from the legalization of marijuana to the MTA and fixing the New York City subways. He has said that a portion of the revenue from pot should go toward fixing the subways. I think that's his way of hoping to get them to the table on the issue. But there'll be other issues as well, like education, health care, whether to make the property tax cap permanent. All those kind of things are going to be on the table and under negotiations. And there is one other thing we should point out that bodes either well or poorly for an on-time budget. If it is late, the lawmakers will sacrifice the second phase of their pay raise, which would amount to $10,000. So they have 10,000 reasons to get it done on time. Whether that's a factor, we'll see in a few weeks.
Ken Lovett joining us. As always, Ken, thank you.
Anytime. Be well.